Gio Gonzalez and the streaking Nationals take on Jacob deGrom and the Mets at Citi Field, and it's Washington that strikes first in the fourth inning.
Loaded the 2-1 to Wieter. Swing, it's tagged in a right, dropping fast, base hit. Played on two hops by Granderson, and they're sending a second man in. A throw, Rivera lunging, missing Murphy. They're dancing, and finally Murphy's tagged out. One run is scored. It's David Ross on Dancing with the Stars, not Daniel Murphy.
So here's Trey Turner, first ball swinging, drives it deep to center. Back goes Lagares. That's over his head, and one hops the wall. Eaton rounds third. He'll score easily. Pulling into second and holding there with a double and a run batted in is Trey Turner, and the Nationals are on top 2-0.
Now some of these fastballs are getting elevated right now for DeGrom.
Well, DeGrom wants here. First pitch, line to left field. That's a base hit. Turner to third. He's being waved home. Conforto's throw to the plate. The slide. Safe at the plate. It was a head-first slide by Turner. He got his hand across the leg kick deals. Swinging a drive in the air to right. Going back. Granderson still going. Makes a diving catch. Right at the edge of the outfield grass and onto the warning track. A terrific play by Curtis Granderson to take an extra base hit away from Michael Taylor. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Went with a changeup away. Walker flailed to the Mets are done in the sixth. They get on the board with a run on their first two hits of the game.
Gio Gonzalez goes 6 1/3 and allows just the one run on two hits. The Nats win 3-1. Gio Gonzalez is now 9-1 lifetime at Citi Field, and Washington has now won 6 in a row. The Mets have now dropped 7 of the last 8 games, and Terry Collins sees his ball club muster just 2 total hits in Saturday's loss to Washington.
We aren't over swinging. We're not striking out, which, you know, teams that hit homers strike out. We did. You've seen in the past. We aren't striking out. We are, we're putting the ball in play. We're just not, putting good swings on it necessarily. I think that the approach is what we want. I saw some good approaches today by guys trying to work the count. I don't have an answer for you except we're not hitting. And, you know, our pitching has kept us in the game. You look today. You know, when you get beat 3-1 and you think you got blown out, that's not good. And, you know, our pitching staff has kept us in games, and we're just not giving them any help.
Is that, I mean, you just said you got beat 3-1 and you feel like you got blown out. When things are going like this offensively, do those types of leads start to get into that? They feel a little insurmountable?
Well, yeah, again, not with us, because we know we can hit the ball with the fence. And so, you're talking about every inning, you say we get somebody on. I'll tell you exactly, you know, Dan came to me in the ninth inning and he said, hey, when Grandy ties this up, I'll make sure Reed's ready. I mean, that's the thought process. Is that somebody, all we got to do is get somebody on and our lineup has enough power in it. I mean, heck, even the ball's traveled. He squared it up. We're just, you know, they're just not finding holes.
I know you've tried a number of different things here. I mean, Lagares lead off the Conforto second. I mean, where do you go next? Is it a case of, I know you're trying to ride out some tough times when those guys get back, but does it seem like it's going to be pretty tough until that?
It is, Dave. There's no doubt. I'm going to put, Michael probably back in the leadoff spot tomorrow against Max. That's a big challenge, certainly for Juan. So, I just talked to the coaches about something. We may try tomorrow to see if it works. So we've got to continue to think outside the box a little bit. So,
Matt, there are some of you guys have not had success. Chris, I've seen he's a great player. He's got some swings sometimes where the runs don't come. I mean, do you think it's something, can guys try too hard without having a lineup? Is it something else? Like, how do you?
Matt, I think that's the case if you see guys that are really over swinging, that, hey, look, I got to be the guy. I don't see that. I mean, I don't see anybody taking over-aggressive swings. I don't see anybody, you know, charging balls. I mean, Juan in the one inning, you know, against Romero, you know, he jumped on the first pitch, but, you know, he almost hit it out of the park, too. So, I don't see guys that I think they're know, trying to overdo things. I just see we're just not finding holes. If we hit a ball, it seems like it's at somebody. You know, Eaton made two good plays in left field. Center fielder made a nice play in right center. I mean, you give credit. This is the big leagues. I mean, guys are supposed to catch the ball, and they're a talented team. But we just can't seem to, you know, find any holes at all.
The Mets will try to avoid the series sweep on Sunday night when Zach Wheeler takes the hill at Citi Field against the Nats ace, Max Scherzer.